Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Yeah, I mean, Nick, he's improved and gotten better in all areas of his game year after year after year after year. I mean, he's a perennial, essentially an MVP candidate year after year after year. This guy's, you know, when people talk about him or think about him, you think about the dynamic runs and the scrambles and the off-schedule plays. This guy's an excellent passer of the football, quarterback. And so defensively, you're dealing with everything. And yeah, there's some history, but that was years ago, and he's certainly improved and gotten a lot better in all facets of his game: leadership, command of the offense, acumen, deep balls, intermediate, short, scrambles, I mean, all of it, protections. It's clear that he's got a really good feel for how to protect himself, when to get the ball out, you know, when to take some chances, et cetera, et cetera.
So that's former Dolphins head coach, current Vikings defensive coordinator Brian Flores talking about Lamar Jackson. And Lamar Jackson has faced a Brian Flores defense twice. He got Flores once, monster game, yeah. And then Flores got him once. That was the famous Thursday night where we talk about Lamar seeing ghosts and just an ugly game in Miami. So what do we expect, Flores versus Lamar part three?
Yeah, I mean, it should be a heck of a battle. Excuse me.
Bless you.
Thank you. I did take an Aleve, or not an Aleve, a Zyrtec this morning, so I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm feeling a little weird. Look, I don't think Flores is going to totally change his spots here. I don't know that he's going to bring the big blitz like he did repeatedly, 6 or more pass rushers in that game in Miami. I also don't think Lamar's hanging 59 points and 5 touchdown passes on him. Excuse me. This is a pretty good Vikings defense. That's a little healthier now than it was a couple weeks ago. So I think this round three or whatever, I think will be somewhere in the middle. I don't know that either one is landing a first down knockout, you know, haymaker. I do think, though, when you look at this defense, there's some things that I find a little interesting. Their blitz rate, their success rate when blitzing is better when they bring 5 versus when they bring 6, 7, and 8. So I think that's just one other piece of anecdotal or empirical evidence that would, or data that would tell you Flores is not necessarily just going to try to replicate what he did down in South Beach three years ago or whatever it was. I also think it's interesting to me that you look at what they do in terms of air yards and air yards per attempt. They're top five in the NFL. But if you look at them overall, their overall numbers, yards per attempt, they're 27th, which speaks to some serious tackling and yak issues in that secondary. They have had difficulty wrapping people up. They've had difficulty keeping people from running after the catch. And you think about somebody like Zay and the form he's in, back yeah. with Lamar, and you wonder, now they've gotten healthier, right? They got Harrison Smith back. They got their spine realigned. They got Vin Ginkle back. They got one of their key veteran safeties back. But, you know, I wonder if that's an area where Lamar is able to find some joy. But the overarching reality is opposing passer rating, 104.7. Against the Vikings, that's seventh
worst. Your favorite hits of the 80s, 90s, and today.
There you go. Seventh worst in the NFL. 13 passing touchdowns allowed to just three picks. And they are still blitzing 44% of the time. The league average is 28%. So only Raheem Morris in Atlanta is blitzing more than Flores in Minnesota. And look, I don't think anybody's going to completely hold Lamar down right now. I mean, maybe Spags. He seems to do it when most can't. But
and some of that's in Lamar's head.
I think so.
She said kryptonite a couple years ago. But, Jason, I think another part of all of this is the passing numbers, some of the big ones like yards allowed, aren't inflated because teams just aren't passing it with much volume against them.
Yeah.
Opposing teams are averaging less than 28 pass attempts per game against Minnesota, but they're 25th in completion percentage against them. Teams run the football on Minnesota with a lot of regularity. It's almost they run the ball more than they pass the ball against Minnesota. But what I'm interested in seeing, do I expect Flores to change his stripes? No. But you said it. They have the second highest blitz rate in the NFL. Lamar Jackson is the best quarterback in the NFL against the blitz with a 136.4 passer rating. So could he dial it back some? And when he does blitz, is it more of the five-man variety as opposed to those cover zero?
Yeah, I mean, look, they're 23rd in rush defense EPA per True Media and 22nd in rush defense success rate per True Media. So I still look at their D-line, though, and say, like, Jonathan Allen's a pretty good player. Hargrave, he might not be what he was 3 years ago, but he's looked pretty good to me lately.
Grenard.
Yeah, I think this D-line is going to be a problem.
I the one thing I think about with Lamar and Lamar versus the Flores of it all, he's had extra time to get ready for this game. They played on a Thursday. Assuming he's healthy, and I'm going under the assumption, I think we're going to see Lamar. Lamar with rust was the AFC player, the offensive player of the week a week ago. I expect to see Lamar in good form on Sunday.
Yeah, I expect to see him in good form, but I mean, it may take MVP form to win this game.
I also think the other point of intrigue is, does he run the football more this week, where he was not looking to run at all against Miami? He had that 14-yard scramble, and I saw in terms of the odds makers, I think his rushing yards slightly more than last week. I think I saw around 37.5. So will Lamar lean more into his legs this week?
We have a shorter show today because Maryland basketball has a big one coming up at 6 o'clock. Pregame coverage, I'll be doing the local half of the pregame. Maryland and Georgetown.
Kids are into
up.
It on campus. Yeah. That student section's completely sold out, and that should be a packed arena.
So we definitely will be talking some Terps as we get ready for that. But guest-wise, Ben Lieber, he does sidelines for Vikings Radio. Former Vikings linebacker joins us at 3. And it's been a big week for our friend, the late, great Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman, MD. Couple of press conferences, some stuff going on.
He may or may not have browbeat his way onto the show.
Yes.
He may not have.
He did.
Text assaulted, relentless text until we said, it's a short show, but sure.
Yeah.
Anything for you, Jer.
I want to make sure.
We named the Hall of Fame
after. Three Zooms and another show to do and 9 million things. And every time I picked up my phone this morning, there may or may not have been a text from Jerry begging to come on the show.
This is verbatim from a text exchange. I had a monster press conference week between Orioles and Ravens. That is verbatim what he said.
It better be a hell of a segment. You better be cogent, sober, awake.
No.
It is
all
Friday.
The above. What is he, 4 p.m.? Is that where we put
yeah,
it? 4 p.m.
Yes. He never disappoints.
No, he always brings it.
Yeah,
he always brings it.
So he's at 4. But coming up next, it's what the people want. It's X Factors. Friday before a Sunday game. We give you our X Factors next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Here on The Fan. Never gets old. Always do this on the Friday before Sunday game or on Thursdays when they play on Thursdays or on Monday when they play on Monday. So it's X Factors. And we give you some guys that we think could be a little under the radar that could be could have prominent roles in this game. And let's get started on offense. I got Charlie Kohler as an X Factor. I think he scored in 2 consecutive games. It could be possible. We got a streak going here. I'll go Charlie Kohler as an X Factor.
That's funny. We're simpatico.
Oh.
Yeah, I think they're going to get in a lot of heavy packages against these guys. I think he's sometimes that second or third tight end can show up, especially for a team that's been having some issues in the red zone and specifically issues in goal-to-go situations. And he is starting to show up a little bit in that regard. And I think between blocking and a little bit of pass catching, he could be something like a difference maker in this game.
I got Justice Hill as an X factor in this game, and we've seen the past couple of games against the Bears, against the Dolphins, his snap share has declined some because Keaton Mitchell is getting more run in this offense. But considering Brian Flores and his exotic defense, I think blitz pickup, pass pro is going to be big, especially from the running back position, and Justice Hill, his ability to catch the ball out of the backfield, I think could be useful as well.
My other on offense, other one on offense, is Keaton Mitchell. Fast track in Minnesota. I think Keaton Mitchell, I'm not saying he's going to get a lot of volume, but in the little volume he gets, I think there could be an explosive play or two from Keaton Mitchell.
Yeah, I've got Ronnie Stanley as one. This is a team that has some pass rushers. This is a fast track. And this is not going to be a glorified Thursday night home game in South Beach. This is going to very much be a road game. And I don't know how much help they're going to be able to give him because I think the right tackle is going to need some help. So, and I think somebody like Hargrave might be eating the lunch of all three interior players, which is going to create some problems for Ronnie. And I just from week to week don't know what we're going to get out of him.
Ronnie didn't practice today, but it was a rest day.
Yeah. So he needs to be able to win without help in this game and play every snap, hopefully.
My other offensive X factor is Patrick Ricard. And you were just saying it, Jason, you expect the Ravens to go heavy against this Vikings defense. And we saw Ricard's snaps go up after only playing 14 against the Bears. He played 21 against the Dolphins. And as we mention a lot, when it comes to Ricard, it's not only about running the football when he's on the football field. They are very efficient throwing the football with Patrick Ricard on the field, but I do think the volume in the ground game is going to be there against Minnesota.
On the defensive side of the ball, hey, it's a killer be killed world. I got Draymond Jones as an X factor. What does he show us in his first game? Does he show us anything in his first game with the Ravens?
Defensively, I have two. One of them is Roquan Smith. Can he bring it 2 weeks in a row? Can he bring it on the road? Can he bring it against an offense that can beat you in a multitude of different ways and that is loaded with talent versus Miami, where they were down to tight ends number three and four, where they were without one of their starting wide receivers? I think Kevin O'Connell is one of the smarter play callers in the league. And he's also another guy who comes out of that same family tree as McDaniel. And I think he's going to look at some of the things that Achan did. And I don't know about the full complement of running backs. We'll have to see about Aaron Jones. My guess is he's going to play. I think Roquan's going to be somebody who they attack. And again, they attack with the crowd against him and with the surface being in favor of their twitched up fast athletes. Yeah, he needs to be a tempo setter week after week after week, not just once in a blue moon.
I did the combo platter of the newcomers, Draymond Jones and Carl Lawson, who John Harbaugh said is going to make his Ravens debut on Sunday. The Lions, and I know their front is a lot better than the Ravens, but they were able to get after J.J. McCarthy a lot. They sacked him five times. They got 18 pressures in that football game. Jones, he's got four straight games with a sack. Carl Lawson is going to be his first game of the season. Can they get pressure on that young quarterback and force him into mistakes?
My last one is Alohi Gilman. And J.J. McCarthy will give the ball to you, and he's going to be on the backside. He created a turnover in Miami. Now, that was a forced fumble and a recovery. Can he get his hands on the football on Sunday?
I got somebody else in the secondary. I've got Marlon Humphrey. There's going to be matchup problems here between the tight end and the two wide receivers and a couple of backs who can catch balls, and even some of their depth receivers could be an issue here. I actually think this could have been a great spot for Josh Oliver. I know he's beat up, former Raven Josh Oliver. Tight end two here could really do some damage. But I think they're going to need Marlon to be a little bit of a playmaker here. And I also think this could be a week where you see Marlon against a young quarterback who hasn't seen a whole lot. I think Marlon blitzes a little
pass
bit.
Pass rusher.
Week. Yeah. Marlon blitzes a little just bit.
Works his way. Sacks. Yeah. Works his way.
I think he blitzes a little bit this week.
He's only a couple off the
lead. Don't take much to get to the top.
No, it does not.
Not with this group.
No, it does not.
One good game. He's there.
Yes. Jason, you always give us a couple of guys on the other side.
Yeah, I think Javon Hargrave is somebody whose name you're going to hear called quite a bit in this ball game, and I think Brian Flores is going to look for ways to unlock him. You've got two guards he could do damage with. He is a legit nose tackle. I think he's going to be able to chuck around their center and their guards, and I think if they are hemming Lamar in the pocket and the mush rush is going and Flores knows how to do that, that he's going to be, I think, when he steps up in the pocket, I think he'll be stepping right up into Hargrave, which isn't going to be fun for Lamar. And then my other X factor is it's not J.J. McCarthy. It's number nine. It's his alter ego.
Oh, God. Yeah.
It's his animated, uber emotional, high energy version of himself. I think number nine's legs are going to be a problem for the Baltimore Ravens in this game. I think his athleticism and him playing with a little bit of a devil may care attitude, I think it could be a little problematic for this defense.
I wish I could take credit for this, but it was underdog fantasy. You know, on the season, J.J. McCarthy has 444 yards passing with four touchdowns and four interceptions. They said instead of nine, his nickname should be four.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fours there.
Yeah, there's a lot of fours.
Yeah. I still think he stinks, but he can prove me wrong on Sunday.
I think his legs will be a factor.
I think his arm will, too.
Yeah.
I think his arm could be a major factor.
Okay.
Though I do have him having a little tease bomb.
Oh, give it to me.
He's going to set a new career high in passing yards on Sunday.
That's a low bar.
Yes.
That's a low. Yes.
169. Yeah. 169. Yeah. Get him over.
170.
Don't. I think his career high is 158.
Mm. Okay. I see where this is going. Like I said, I think I called his shot.
Dude, he'll be a man possessed if he hits 160.
He has not gotten big numbers. And Bellway Ben, as a reminder, what were his numbers in the national championship game when Michigan won the national title? You gave them to us yesterday.
It's like 146 passing yards on 10 completions, no touchdowns.
Okay.
All right.
He's a winner, though.
Yeah.
It's in his DNA. The dub.
All he does is win.
He got the dub.
Coming up next, I think the Thursday Night Football game last night may have set back football for 100 years, but we did have a winner and a loser, though. I think the American people were the big losers having to watch that thing, but league at large.
We were losers that want to bet. We keeps it real.
League at large, we recap just a disgusting football game last night and preview some games on Sunday next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget.
at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Slips to the outside. Knicks looks that way. Then over the middle, then to the right. Throws. Caught. Into the end zone for the touchdown. Troy Franklin.
Obviously, a hard-fought win. A lot of stuff for us to cover. And yet, I'm real proud of the fight. You know, give Vegas credit. They came in here. They had a real good plan. Did some things that were challenging. We got a punt. Blocked a punt on the kicking game. Our defense was fantastic. Too many penalties on offense that you know, put us in a hole. And that, you know, I got to be better also, but good win.
So you heard the call on Amazon. Al Michaels, one of the few things he got right last night, identifying Troy Franklin.
Dude,
on the touchdown.
So over.
Yeah, he's 80 years old, man. It's just, he used to be great. He made so many mistakes last night. Alas, I'm glad Sean Payton took some blame, because that third and one, whatever the hell that was something. The quarterbacks combined to throw for 193 yards, and Geno Smith was terrorized, got sacked 6 times. Bo Nix was terrible.
Yes.
The Broncos get a field goal in the third quarter. They hold on to win 10-7 last night.
The Broncos this year remind me of the Chiefs last year, where we'd watch all their games and be like, that's nowhere close to as well as they could play, but they won another one-score game. Now, this year, Kansas City can't win a one-score game to save their life, and these things tend to regress to the mean.
Yeah.
But I just – look, Denver's defense is one of the three best in the NFL, with or without Patrick Surtain, and they showed that again last night. And they can get pass rush from all over. They get their DBs involved in it. Like, you don't really know who you have to stop. It's elite. They have a legit home field advantage. That din, you just hear that constant roar. It's like, man, that's an outdoor stadium. It's cold out. Like, there's nothing trapping that sound. And they also got some big special teams plays, but like, they just have not been impressive at all from an offensive standpoint. And I mean, there were chances for Sean Payton to kind of go for the throat early in that game. He didn't do it. They got handed elite field position after starting at the one all the time, because their Denver's punter stinks. And
yeah. How about the one off the ankle?
Was the MVP.
Yeah.
But they, you know, even when they got great field position, they couldn't turn it into points. The win was so bad that the kicking game was a little screwed up. I mean, that was just, I'll be honest, I fell asleep with 8 minutes left in that game. Like, I fell dead asleep. Like, it was a hate watch.
No,
and if
no.
I didn't have as much money on the game, I wouldn't have watched it at all.
This was peak, like, color rush, Jags, Titans, Thursday night football,
yeah.
Blake Bortles. Like, this was the definition of a hate watch last night. And you wonder just how sustainable this is for Denver, where
They've trailed in every single game.
Yeah.
And they've only scored once out of the 10 games. And despite all of that, they're 8-2. But the common denominator is, if they're going to do anything in January, Bo Nix has to be a hell of a lot better. That defense, yep. That defense is great, and that defense is going to keep them in football games, and you can overcome a lot of mistakes, the penalties, the all of that stuff when you're playing the Raiders. But if you're playing Kansas City, if you're playing Buffalo, heck, even Pittsburgh, like, Bo Nix has to be better.
I'll be honest. If I didn't have the Broncos in Survivor, I would have turned that game off probably midway through the third quarter, but I'm, you know, I got some money on line myself. There. Yeah. So I sat and hate watched that fourth quarter.
They just can't figure out a way to get their offense looking even respectable in the first half of games. But there is a part of you that just has to say the ultimate, if you could have one superpower as an NFL team, superpower would be to win close.
Winning.
To be able to win close. And not, but I mean, to be able to win close and late.
Yeah.
Because they're not running away from anybody offensively. So inherently, everything is close and late. And even when the defense has been exposed a couple of times, right? The Colts got to them pretty good. And they still almost won that one. What the heck Jackson Dart was doing to them.
That was fun.
In the fourth quarter of that game. In particular, they still find ways to win games. So I can't discredit that.
No, you can't at all. And their next game, and they get the extra time, is Kansas City at home. And
probably it'll be. I bet it's a 2017 type game.
Yeah.
Let's hear one more from Sean Payton before we move on to Sunday. So what the hell is wrong with the offense?
I think we had 8 penalties. Let's start there. And then when you take those penalties and you say, all right, I felt like it was a night where when it was third down, I was looking on the wrong section of the third down sheet. And when you get over there too long, too much, becomes difficult. They did some things in their defensive scheme base, you know, versus some of our sub that maybe created some minus runs. But I was pleased that we closed it out. You know, they knew we were going to run. We were going to run. And we were able to finish the game. So we'll look at that tape. We'll enjoy the win and then be back at it Monday.
It was interesting. They got the block punt and they got the pick, and then on the first play, each time with decent field position, they went backwards. Negative on the first play. Like it was Twilight Zone stuff.
And then when they started getting Dobbins going, Sean got away from it.
Yes. Dobbins had a decent night, 77 yards.
Look, I think what they've got to figure out is how to unlock Bo Nix against zone defense. If you go and look at Bo Nix's splits against man and against zone, it's two different people. And of course, they're going to see a lot of zone, and they've got to come up with some crossers, some concepts that they can get to early in games that get the ball in Cortland Sutton's hands and find some of the weak points in these zones, because he's not reading it really well. And I mean, the armpit interception, arm punt interception. What?
Yeah, that was. Yeah.
I mean. That wasn't even a 50-50 ball. It was like
he threw some.
It was
really
like a 70-30 ball in their favor. It was two against one.
He threw some really bad passes. Let's go to Sunday, and the Colts coming off that rough game against the Steelers. They're playing the Falcons in Berlin. They just put DeForest Buckner on IR today, so that hurts. But let's hear from Shane Steichen, their coach, on their new addition, Sauce Gardner.
I'm really excited about adding Sauce Gardner to our football team. You know, his resume speaks for itself, Pro Bowler, All Pro. So to get a guy in the building like that, it just elevates everybody around us. So really excited to add him to the fold.
Will he be able to play this week?
Yeah, we'll look through it. He's in the protocol right now, so hopefully he'll clear that here soon is the hope. And then obviously we'll see how he picks up the playbook, and we'll go from there.
He did clear the protocol. Sauce Gardner will play Sunday, but as I said, DeForest Buckner will not, as he went on IR. And they face a Falcons team, which you don't know what the heck you're getting with the Falcons week to week.
No, that game I don't want to touch that game. Those two, like Atlanta is just, the offensive coordinator is a buffoon. Bijan Robinson has been stuck in not even neutral the last 3 weeks, and I'm not sure Zach Robinson understands what needs to happen there. Both these defenses are good enough to carry the day, but there is a lot of offensive firepower as well. Then you got the whole Germany of it all. Like, no thanks.
How big a loss is DeForest Buckner?
Big.
Yeah.
Huge. He's still a very impactful football player.
We had some fun, what was it, last summer with Pete Prisco, Sauce Gardner, Kyle Hamilton. Who would you end up taking? Like,
a lot of people are calling Sauce Gardner overrated.
Yes.
A lot. I don't hear a whole lot of it about Kyle Hamilton. Now he also hasn't been traded.
Yeah.
But
what do you think of that trade overall? Because he gave up a first-round pick.
Gave up two.
Yeah.
Look, he's not getting him at that price point that the Jets had him because there's been a lot of money that's already been paid out at the front of that contract. Chris Ballard's expected to be competing for a Super Bowl. What that trade tells me more than anything else is that the Indianapolis Colts are dead set on keeping Daniel Jones.
Yes.
And if they have to franchise him, whatever they have to do, they think they got their quarterback. Because you don't trade two ones, having not had a whole lot of success for a long time, needing a quarterback as long as they've needed one, unless you think you got your guy, and he's not leaving the building. And he's on a one-year, $7 million contract right now. But trust me, they're convinced that that's their quarterback because they've just taken themselves out of the draft for a quarterback.
Let's take a look at least one more game before we step out. Rams and 49ers, and the Rams are going to this Mervis kicker they just announced. Hicardi's been terrible, so the thicker kicker from the, I think, UFL will be kicking for the Rams on Sunday. Matthew Stafford, to me, is a MVP candidate.
Absolutely, he is.
So,
21 passing touchdowns, I believe.
And if memory serves, didn't the 49ers go to LA and beat the Rams on a Thursday night? So this
banged
is kind
up
of yeah.
Too.
So this is a kind of a revenge game for the Rams. Mac Jones starting again.
Yeah, I mean the Rams gave that game away. I don't think that's happening twice. I mean Stafford did throw for 375 yards and 3 touchdowns in that game, and that was when Fred Warner was still playing football for the Giants, for the 49ers. Yeah, I know that the Rams can play with their food and be their own worst enemy, and my guy McVay can default to the run when he shouldn't instead of stepping on people's necks. But the whole parable that Shanahan owns him, that really hasn't happened since he ended Shanahan's season in the playoffs a few years ago. And I think the Rams will be up for this. I think the Rams beat him pretty good.
I think so, too. I think they're going to factor in my best bets during TMI.
They were considered.
Well, I don't like that for them because that's a bad omen. Yeah. But
it is. It is.
It's not quite stone, but it's if we go back to the Stone Feltz days. Oh, but
jeez.
Yeah, that was the Kavorka or the Maluk you put on if he took your team. Alas. You know who's always got the right side, though, when it comes to picking games? Beltway Ben Hall. Want to bet with Beltway Ben next here on The Fan. Maybe Sabrina Carpenter singing here as the song of the summer.
Some breaking news.
Yes.
Oh. I did get an offer today. The Players Band, local ska band, have offered to recut the Want to Bet song.
Wow.
Ben, I wouldn't lie about something like that. I forgot to tell you. I was forgetting to tell you something earlier.
Yeah, was it the email that we got?
Huh? This was a DM on Twitter that I got.
Oh, I think we got an email from somebody.
Did they send us an email about it too?
I'm not sure if it was the same band, but I think we did.
To the Wanna Bet email?
Yeah.
So someone's going to redo it?
I'm like, look, I don't really want to like tell you how to do your business, but like you're going to keep the fake chorus the same, right? Like as long as they keep the
Let's get it started
with Jason and Ben. Yeah. I feel like we need to keep that.
Yes.
Well, you have to keep that, but
that's the hook.
I feel like you can't replace the gibberish though, where it's.
I don't know. I mean, that's AI. I mean, humans can always beat computers.
Nah, yeah,
that's how I think.
Not in the Terminator movies.
I think they should try and recreate that part.
Well, I don't want to tell them. I mean, they're the pros, not me. Yeah. This is me, dude, Mateo, and a laptop.
We're running the point, though. We're running the point here.
What's that?
We're running the point here, though, so we should.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, I think it'd be cool to have multiple versions.
Yeah,
I'm interested to see what they come up with. I knew I was forgetting to tell you something before. It was a big day. All these Zooms and stuff.
Yeah. It was a big day. I was a little late.
Well, the only thing that could top that news is your plays for the weekend, Beltway Ben.
Yeah, we'll start. Local, a game that you can hear on 105.7 The Fan. Listen, nobody's a bigger Terps basketball fan than me. Like, I'm dying.
Yeah.
However, I guess told you guys all week, I didn't know that they'd win this game.
Yeah.
Let alone cover 6. Last night I got it at 8. It's now 6. So we're going to give out Georgetown plus 6 and minus 110. Langston Love's potentially back. I don't know if that's the reason. I think there's a lot of money coming in on Georgetown. But if Love is back for them, I mean, he's played in a ton of big games at Baylor.
Mm-hmm.
He's a transfer for them. They also get KJ Lewis from Arizona, who can score it. He's one of the best defenders in the country. That is a massive piece for them. Malik Mack has a Terps tattoo on his wrist. Wanted to come to Maryland.
Yes.
The bald rat kind of shoot him
Ruined
away.
It.
Really good job by him. And Villanova's going to be trash this
Thanks,
year. But DHS, confidence level is up for DHS. I do think that we're going to see a better DHS at Georgetown. I truly
can't
believe
be
that.
Worse. No.
Yeah. Well, you couldn't shoot or get a rebound.
No, but in high school he could. I mean, if anybody watched him play in high school, there was something not right. Like, and it was big confidence level. I read an article from him today. I do think he's going to play a lot better at Georgetown. The Terps are very new. And we talked about this on WannaBet. This is their first home game, and it's the first time any of these guys have played in the Xfinity Center. And it's going to be a gold rush. And Jason made the point on WannaBet earlier, which was a great point. Like, we heard last year.
Haven't heard the point.
Willard yet. Talk all about the new guys and how tough it was for them to adjust to this gold rush.
Fair,
now you're going to tell
that
me
was a crap five. Those dudes could play.
Really, really play. And this is a team which it's still like we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know how good they'll be. I think it is very tough to tell. But like Pharrell Payne, he's going to be a beast. Miles Rice should be back. Diggy Court come off the bench. He'll give you some. And Darius Adams, big fan of his game. They have to figure themselves out, especially in this atmosphere. So I do think it'll be a tight game, but I like Georgetown to cover the six. Tomorrow, it's Saturday at noon. My favorite play right now of the weekend, St. John's -5.5. Patino at the Garden. Enough said. I mean, like, that's really all you need to know. They're facing Nate Oates and this Alabama team.
Mm-hmm.
Nate Oates in the last 2 years, his Alabama teams, 81.3 points per game last year. That was the most among Power 5 schools. 2 years ago, 81.2. Not much different, and that was the most among Power 5 schools. The difference this year, their offense is not going to be able to keep up like that. Like, I don't think they're going to allow that many points because he's going to have to change a little bit. And Filon's an awesome scorer. He's going to be 24, 25 points per game, similar to that Sears role, but he's a little bit of a different player. That being said, outside of him, not a lot of experience. Guys that they do have haven't played much at Alabama. They're going to have to figure themselves out. And then you look at St. John's roster. Dylan Mitchell from Cincinnati, who's also played 2 years at Texas before that. Ejiofor, who was a first-team Big East player last year. Mm. Ian Jackson, five-star who went to UNC. He's from New York City. Yeah. Playing in the Garden won't be a scare for him. Ozziah Sellers, Stanford's best scorer last year. Bryce Hopkins, who's transferred three different places, also from the area. When he's on the court, health has been his only thing. He's averaging close to 20 points per game. I think St. John's is going to run them out of the arena. Don't think it'll be close. And Alabama, to me, just still, I'm not buying anything they have this season. And then lastly,
would you
NBA.
Say they're fraudulent?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Nate Oates has stamped the fraud term. Like, they'll win a couple big games where they score
106. Ben Hall is our fraudologist.
He is.
I am. I was writing the Brewers. I've been writing on a few different spots.
You are. You are as Bone is our demeanor guy. You're our fraud.
And there was no hesitation.
Oh, zero hesitation there.
No. Yeah. Oh, no. They're pure frauds. Pure frauds. I'm just
not Nate Oates. Yeah.
I actually did kind of want Nate Oates at Maryland, but he was going straight from Buffalo to Alabama. Whatever. Santi Aldama, the last NBA play for the day. Santi Aldama over 6.5 rebounds at +100, facing the Mavericks, who are allowing 50.6 rebounds per game to opposing squads. It's the most in the NBA. Jaren Jackson will be out there, but he's not aggressive on the glass enough. Aldama wants to pad his stats a little bit, grab boards, so I like him over 6.5 boards at +100.
Where can people find you, Beltway Bay?
At BH Journalist, you can find everything on there. Want to bet with us? You can find all of our picks. Last night was the worst night that I've had since Want to Bet started.
I mean, we were
moving in the right direction, but last night. But again, like, I'm a player props guy. I play a lot of different things, different ways. In a game like that, I just really got screwed. But it is what it is. I mean, it's why it's gambling. We're going to bounce back. I'm confident in that. We will be live on YouTube and Twitter at the same time once we get the MacBook saga figured out.
Yes.
But yeah, so
with an assist from Charlie or not?
Yeah. We'll get an assist somewhere.
Yeah,
and this is 7 days a week.
Yes,
this is no days off.
And there's a lot of, like, as I said, the MacBooks. There's a lot of sagas that have gone through.
Yes,
with
been
and
a
guess
lot
what
of
hasn't changed?
Stuff.
Guess what hasn't changed? Want to bet live streams from anywhere from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. It stays the same.
Maybe with a live recording of our music.
That would be cool.
Maybe not just AI.
That would be nuts.
Yeah,
where would they record it at?
Their studio?
I guess where they rehearse.
They got a studio?
Yeah, where they rehearse and stuff.
Okay. Jason, anything you like?
Just check it all out at WannaBet. WannaBetWithUs.com.
Great call.
Go to my Twitter. Go to @WannaBetWithUs on Twitter. Got a lot there. A lot of soccer plays.
Yeah. Jason won a soccer heater.
Yeah, you hit like an 18 leg parlay a couple weeks ago.
That was a couple weeks ago.
But, yeah, but still ridiculous.
Can't take it with
Fortnite.
You.
Can't take it with you, but if people tailed, that's a nice win.
Just got to stay out of La Liga. Stay away from Spanish sides.
The Ravens are 4.5-point favorites at Minnesota on Sunday. Baltimore Game Day on Central. Pregame show coming up at 10 a.m. on Sunday, live from Barrel House Live. And by the way, you want some Barrel House Live cash? 410-583-1057. Get a $50 Barrel House Live gift card. 410-583-1057. $50 to Barrel House Live. And coming out and see us on Sundays. We'll be there at 10 a.m. Me and the Bone, hour one. Bone, Vinny Serrato. Calls from Mike Preston, hours two and three. Ben Lieber, he does sidelines for Vikings Radio. What's he think of this matchup on Sunday? We'll find out next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.